In this episode, episode 80 of The Daily Hustle, we talk about how you can become an A player and become overpaid, either in your job or in your business. Also, we discuss how old you can't be to vote for the Pope.
Broadcasting from the Box That Rocks and Thrive15.com world headquarters, it's The Daily Hustle with Daniel McKenna.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into episode 80, the 80 of The Daily Hustle. Over to my left, Marshall F. Morris. Over here, Daniel McKenna. Today we are talking about how to become an A player and become overpaid. Overpaid here, Marshall.
Overpaid.
Overpaid. Speaking of the number 80, Marshall Morris, I've got some great 80 facts here for you.
Okay.
But I'm curious, what would tip number 80 be? If you were going to give me a tip, the people at home a tip, talking about becoming an A player, becoming overpaid, what would tip number 80 be?
Well, there's no better place for a tip number 80 for us to get a tip number 80 from.
Yeah.
Other than Call Your Leads. Episode 80, sponsored by Call Your Leads. A book written by yours truly, Marshall Morris, and Steve Currington. So let's go to tip 80 here.
Wait, is
Dan.
This really sponsored by Call Your Leads?
Yeah, it's sponsored by it.
I get something like some money or some food out of this?
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk.
Okay.
Tip 80, when it rains, it pours. When you call your leads, you close deals.
Ooh.
Really hard to close deals if you don't call your leads. Tip number 80.
That's Call Your Leads. Available on Amazon.
That's right.
Not available on Borders because Borders, I think, is shut down.
I don't know.
But it is available on Amazon. Marshall Morris, Steve Currington, Call Your Leads. Other 80 facts. Marshall, did you know I-80 is an interstate highway going from New York to San Francisco?
Dumb.
That's a long highway.
That's dumb.
That's a long highway. That's a lot of asphalt.
Dumb.
Did you know, according to Exodus 7:7, Moses was 80 years old when he initially spoke to Pharaoh on behalf of his people? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Did you know? 80 years of age is the upper age limit for cardinals to vote in the papal elections. Can't be older than 80 to vote for the Pope.
Didn't know that.
You're 81. Either. Sorry, Craig. Your vote does not count.
Craig. Okay. Thank you for educating me about that.
Number 80 was Jerry Rice.
Now we're talking.
Jerry Rice.
Yes.
Played 20 seasons in the NFL, primarily with the San Francisco 49ers. He is statistically the most productive wide receiver in NFL history and is considered one of the greatest football players of all time.
Now we're talking. Back to basics.
There you go. 80. The big 8-0. Today we're talking about how to become an A player and become overpaid. We got eight principles here, Marshall. If you can master these eight things, you can become an A player and become overpaid. When we're talking about A players here, Marshall Morris, don't get into what is an A player. What are we talking about, though? What's an A player versus something else?
A players, B players, and C players. Steve Jobs, he said a team of A-plus players can run circles around a large team of B and C players. Thus, A players are the special forces. They're the elite unit, which you want to take all your responsibility to. It is awesome. And so we want everybody to be A players because the A players are the people that get overpaid.
And why, in theory, in concept, why would being an A player, why would that get you paid more money than your B player and C player teammates?
Because you were consistently over-delivering on what you were being paid. You were creating more value than what you were getting paid for. And so thus, that makes you an A-plus player.
Creating more value. And if let's say, before we get into these tips, let's say that you have a cake company. Mm. Is it possible for your cake company to be an A-player or a B-player or a C-player?
Yes.
So there's other cake companies.
Yep.
But it's possible that by doing these things, It's possible that you will sell more cakes and therefore get paid more than other cake companies.
That's right.
Okay. So this is pretty pretty applicable here.
That's right.
Okay. Let's go ahead and dive into this here. Number one, A players. They arrive to work early and stay until the job is done. Contrasted with, you know, in at 9:05, hour long, hour and a half lunch break, out at 4:50. More concerned with the time allotment of what they spent there as opposed to the amount of work they actually got done. Talk about this.
They arrive to work early and stay until the job is done, you know, versus the C player who's getting to work late, 5 minutes late, looking to leave a little bit early. Hey, can you cut me loose? I don't know if you're cutting me loose, but so I'm just going to lose.
I got kids. I got to go.
So, if you want to be an A player, start by beating your boss to work. Boom.
Talk about this let's get this through the mind though. Let's drill this in to the proverbial skulls of the people that are watching and listening to this. Time allotment of work versus productivity allotment. There's time allotment. They're saying, I'm going to work for X hours. I worked for 60 hours this week. Man, I must be doing something good. I must be working hard because I worked real hard. I stayed up late. Well, did you get the project done? Well, no, I did not get the project done. But I stayed up all night. I stayed up all night trying to get it done. But did you actually, is it ready? Is it done? Well, no, it's not. Talk about time allotment versus production allotment.
I'm going to break it down even more simply.
Okay, sure.
Efforts versus results.
Go on.
You do not get paid for your efforts.
Well, I think you get paid.
I would not pay you for your efforts.
You'd probably get paid for efforts.
No.
But you certainly wouldn't get overpaid.
Well, I would find a way to replace the person if all they ever produced was effort.
I would say that conservatively, more than half of the people out there are getting paid for their efforts.
I would say that's true.
Okay.
I personally wouldn't hire somebody for their efforts.
Fair.
I would hire somebody for their results.
Fair.
You get paid for the value that you bring to the hour. You do not get paid for the hour. You get paid for the value you bring to the hour. So, you look at, what can people get done within that hour? Some people can get a lot done. Some people can't get anything done. So therefore, you must measure based on the value that you bring to the hour rather than your efforts.
Okay.
Bang.
How much did you actually get done versus how much time you spent? Doesn't matter how much time you spent. If you spent 10 hours in a week working on something but provide more value, you're still probably going to get paid more than the guy who spent 60 hours and didn't get it done.
That's right.
Okay. Number two. A players embrace ongoing learning and don't push back when assigned something that is new and challenging because they like big challenges.
Bang.
How often have you assigned something to somebody that was outside of what their normal wheelhouse is, their comfort zone? They said, hey, graphic designer guy, you're going to be on the phone today. Or, hey, photographer person, we're going to the bridal show. We're going to sell some bridal packages.
Bang.
Does this happen? Do people give the old pushback? I'm busy that weekend. I can't. Does this happen?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
What are your thoughts on this?
The ongoing learning, it's two things. One being rising to the challenge of big challenges, okay? Rising to the challenge of adversity. Those are A players because they're working unto something greater. They're not working unto the job. They're working unto something greater, and that's one of the things that makes them an A player. But also, they embrace the challenge of ongoing learning. They will continue to learn new things because they're not complacent with where they are. So it's necessary to continue learning more things in order to achieve greater challenges.
So if you are in a job or if you have a business, and you want to get paid more Perhaps you need to provide more value by learning a new skill.
That's right.
Maybe the skill you have, you need to be better at.
That's right.
Maybe you are fantastic at videos. Maybe you can create amazing videos.
That's right.
But you realize I'm not selling anything.
Mm.
Maybe you need to learn how to sell something.
Mm.
And maybe that's what's going to get you paid.
Mm. Call your leads.
Call your leads. Vince Lombardi, if you aren't fired with enthusiasm, you will be fired with enthusiasm. What's Vince Lombardi, legendary Hall of Fame coach, saying here, Marshall?
You had better get fired up, and you better bring the enthusiasm.
Or he doesn't want you?
Or you don't have a place. You don't have a place on his team.
Okay. That was number two. Number three, A players. People that want to get overpaid. People that want to get paid more than the industry average. They hold themselves to a higher standard than management does, so they can show they don't really need a boss. Now, Marshall, the majority of people will turn in things right on time, if that. And then it's really usually not done, like, fully. It's more like, I got most of this done. The only thing I'm waiting on is for Craig to send me the files. Is this true? Is this something that you've run into?
I've seen businesses do this.
I got most of the blogs posted that I was supposed to post, but didn't have internet connection when I was over there that one day, so I didn't get those done.
Yeah.
Talk about that. What do you got?
So you must hold yourself to a higher standard than your boss does, okay? Than the management, than the leaders do. Because then when you do that, you are setting a standard far and above what the expectations are for yourself. So, therefore, because you're holding yourself to a higher standard, it is guaranteed that you're going to over-deliver, you're going to exceed expectations. So it's systematically creating an environment in which you exceed expectations because your expectations are far greater than what the management's expectations are for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think if you're consistently over-delivering and providing more value than what the management or your customer is expecting, they no longer feel the need that they need to like micromanage you. And they probably will consider you when it comes time to when there's a new opportunity. Because you're doing more than they expected. Therefore, you're probably capable of doing more than what is called for. Warren Buffett had a hilarious quote. Warren Buffett, multi-billionaire. Somebody once said that in looking for people to hire, you look for three qualities. Integrity, intelligence, and energy. And if you don't have the first, the other two will kill you. You think about it, it's true. If you hire somebody without integrity, you really want them to be dumb and lazy.
That's right. That's right.
What does this have to do with not needing a boss? Performing, like holding yourself to such a high standard because you have that integrity about yourself, either about the way you do things morally or the way you hold yourself to a high standard of output, whatever it is. Where you don't even really need somebody like making sure you did it right because your standard is so high. What is Warren Buffett talking about here?
So what he's talking about is integrity is the quality that allows you to be doing the right thing when nobody else is looking. And so it's really hard to do the right thing when nobody else is looking, okay? If, I don't know, if your boss is letting you go and maybe expecting you to be kind of nefarious. He's never going to let you do that if you don't have integrity. He's never going to let you operate on your own unless you have shown that you have integrity. Furthermore, it's really hard to build a company upon people that don't have integrity. Because at some point, you're going to be expected to do the right thing when nobody else is looking. And given that opportunity, you have a choice to be successful or to be a little nefarious. And if you're going to be a little nefarious, then you want those nefarious people to be dumb and lazy. That way they can't be very nefarious effectively.
And maybe nefarious, maybe it's not even that you're an evil person trying to bring down your company, but you could be just somebody that's going to go ahead and cut the corners when you can and try to pass things off when you can and not do everything to the full extent when you can.
That's right.
And that's a standard too.
That's right.
That's number three. Number four, A players, people that want to be overpaid. They are hungry for more work and more obstacles to overcome. Mm. Hungry for more work here, Marshall.
Mm.
What are they talking about?
Hungry for more work, they always want to go further. They're not complacent with where they are. They want to go out and achieve more. They're ambitious. They maintain the quality of ambition. They want more obstacles. They get a sense of achievement for going beyond the obstacles that are presented before them. So they're always hungry for more work.
What is the typical employee, typical entrepreneur, will do enough to get paid, and that's it.
Yep.
They'll get the job done, get out of there as soon as possible. If that's your life goal, is to be able to, you know, hang out as much as possible, and your job is just your job so you can pay the bills so that you can hang out as much as possible, cool. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. There's millions of businesses that need people that just do their job. Nothing wrong with that. But you're not going to get overpaid doing that.
That's right.
To provide more value means, in a lot of cases, you have to be able to do more work than somebody in your similar position. Better work, more work. And the A players are the people that want that work. They say, hey, I know this is due Friday. I got this done Wednesday. What else can I do? What other things can I work on? What other value can I provide?
Bang.
Bang. Andy Grove, one of the founders of Intel and former CEO, said complacency breeds failure. Only the paranoid survive. I think this relates here. The people, the A players, are hungry for more work. They're hungry for obstacles to overcome. They're looking for ways to advance. They're not becoming complacent by saying, I got my 38 hours in this week. I'm good. That's Andy Grove.
Complacency sucks.
Well, if you want to be overpaid.
I want all my competitors to be complacent.
Well, yeah.
I don't want any of my employees to be complacent.
Yeah.
There
you go.
There you go.
Number five. A players. People that want to be overpaid. They are goal-oriented and they want to win. Marshall, why is this competitive instinct, this desire to win? Not just to get the work done, but to win. Why is this important?
They want to win. It's just kind of like having that edge. Okay? That edge. Jack Welch, he talks about the edge. They just want to win more than everybody else. Again, business is a contact sport, and therefore we must keep score. And those that want to win want to keep score. With that comes the risk of losing because you are keeping score. So those that don't want to win don't want to keep score. Those that do want to win do want to keep score and will do anything in order to win. They will continue to grow. They'll continue to learn. They'll continue to work hard. They'll pull all-nighters. They'll work when other people don't want to, on holidays. Those that want to win do these things. Those that do not want to win don't do these things. Bang.
Vince Lombardi. Winning isn't everything, but wanting to win is. Seems like he's talking about if you didn't win the trophy that year, if you didn't win the championship that year, that doesn't mean you're a complete failure, but your desire, your drive to work to like you want to win that thing, that's what matters. Vince Lombardi, again, winning is not a sometimes thing, it's an all-time thing. You don't win once in a while. You don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. Winning is habit. Unfortunately, so is losing.
I'm impressed that you didn't include Michael Jordan in here.
Go ahead, give me the Michael Jordan.
I can accept failure. Everyone fails at something. But I can't accept not trying. You got to try to win. If you're not trying to win, then why'd you play the game in the first place? It's dumb.
I think a lot of people aren't as much goal-oriented because you can have focus on a goal and not hit it.
That's right.
You can say, I want to make $100,000 next year, and then you didn't make $100,000 the next year.
Oh.
Now it kind of feels bad.
Yeah.
Now you're less likely to put up that $100,000 sign in your house.
That's right.
Right? We talked about in previous episodes, you have to fail more often and able to reach that success. You have to be comfortable with that.
Fact.
You have to desire to win. You have to have that goal in front of you. You have to want to win. You have to give it your all to win. Put all of yourself in that to win. And then if you don't win, you got to be okay with that and get beyond that to the next time. Put yourself all in to win that time.
That's right.
That was number five.
Yep.
Number six. A players, they have a growth mindset that is focused on constant improvement. I'm going to read this Steve Jobs quote here for you, Marshall. And you read a little bit of this earlier. Steve Jobs, I noticed that the dynamic range between what an average person could accomplish and what the best person could accomplish was 50 or 100 to 1. Given that, you're well advised to go after the cream of the cream. I'm pretty sure it's supposed to say cream of the crop.
No, cream of the cream.
Cream of the cream. Okay, the cream of the cream. The cream scream. Go after the cream scream here, Sam. A small team of A-plus players can run circles around a giant team of B and C players. What does this have to do with the growth mindset and being focused on constantly improving here, Marshall?
Because you're going to have fewer people. It's going to require less time as a manager, less time as a business owner to manage said small group of people. So when you have a special forces elite team of people, you're going to be operating more efficiently. You're going to be operating more quickly, more affordably, and everybody wins under that environment. The environment that you don't win is when you have people that are C players and they're dragging you down. They're like anchors. It's like trying to run through a swimming pool with a watermelon attached to your waistband. Just can't happen. You move very much more slowly, okay? So therefore, you want to go after the cream of the cream. Not just like the best people, but the best of the best people. Because the best of the best people can get more done when everybody else gets out of their way. So that's what he's talking about here.
We've talked about it a little bit already. What is this mindset about constant improvement that matters to make you an A player, to make you somebody that's going to be overpaid?
It's just you either have it or you don't. You either believe that you have the capacity to learn anything that you need in order to get to your goals, or you don't. You either have the fixed mindset or the growth mindset. If you have the growth mindset, you do believe that you can get there. If you have the fixed mindset, you believe that I'm predisposed with certain character traits that allow me to do certain things but not others. So therefore, I am an introvert. I am not good at sales. Therefore, I cannot do sales. I am creative, therefore I cannot follow checklists and processes. Growth mindset says, that's crap, and only 5% of the human population has this growth mindset that truly believes that they have the capacity to learn what they need to learn in order to get to their goals. It's a real thing.
It's good. That was number six. Number seven, and this one goes back to a little bit about episode 78 we talked about. If you haven't watched or listened to episode 78, talk about this a little bit in that one. A players, they consistently get their jobs done without broadcasting their emotional state to the room. With these people, you usually can't tell whether they're going through a personal tragedy or have won life's lottery because they will get their work done either way.
Mm.
What are your thoughts on this one?
They don't let their emotion get in the way of the motion.
Go on.
So you can't tell whether they're not going through a personal tragedy, super low.
Yep.
Or they won life's lottery, super high.
Right.
They just get work done regardless of what's going on.
Why does that matter?
because of Jack Welch's second E, energize. They are always getting stuff done, and that is the fuel. That is the excitement. That is the energy that the room needs in order to also get things done. It's the execution. The execution creates the energy. So therefore, you don't have this roller coaster of emotion all the time to deal with. And those are the people that they consistently get their jobs done. Those are the people that you want to be around.
Perhaps even more importantly, in my mind, is besides broadcasting it to other people, energizing, it's just bringing your own energy.
Yeah.
Right? There's enough stuff that happens in life that you could be emotional about, and a lot of cases probably should be emotional about. Enough of that type of stuff happens that it's going to, if you wait for the energy to do something, you're not going to get much done, which I think a lot of creatives fall into. I think a lot of creatives fall into I'm a photographer. Don't really feel like shooting photos today, though. I'm going to wait till tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow I'll write more of that book because I'll feel like writing the book then. Don't really feel like it right now. I'm going to wait for that inspiration.
That's right.
Jerry West, the logo. You can't get much done in life if you only work on the days when you feel good.
Yeah.
You won't get much done if you're only going to work on days that you actually feel like working.
That's right.
Probably won't get very far.
Mm.
On to number 8, the last one here for A players and people that want to get overpaid. Number 8, they can't stand to work around B and C players who represent mediocrity and people who are slowing them down. Another Steve Jobs quote here for you, man. I've learned over the years that when you have really good people, you don't have to baby them. By expecting them to do great things, you can get them to do great things. The original Mac team taught me that A-plus players like to work together, and they don't like it if you tolerate B-grade work. They don't like it if you, as the leader, the manager, tolerate B-grade work. What is Steve Jobs talking about here, and what is number 8 all about, Marshall?
So when you're hiring new people, bringing them onto the team, A players will only hire A players because they can only stand to work around A players. But B players, by definition, will hire C players because they want to feel superior to the C players. The C players, they'll hire D players. The D players will hire F players. The F players will hire G players all the way on down to Z players. They'll continue to hire other people that are inferior to them. So you want to only put A players in the position of hiring. Only put people in position for hiring that you would want more of. And if you do that, then what you'll find is that the quality of the people that you have will stay constant. A players, A plus players. Because it's self-policing. The A players, they will shun. They will exile. They will make B and C players feel bad for even being in their environment. And it'll be self-policing. So you want to maintain that A player culture at all times in your workplace.
That was the 8 reasons why, or the 8 reasons how to become an A player and become overpaid. All 8 of them. Marshall, let's say that there's somebody watching or listening right now that wants to be that A player, that wants to be surrounded with other A players, that wants to continue working on their craft, getting better at what they do, getting better at what their business does. Talk about the workshops that Thrive 15 offers and how A players or people that want to be A players could benefit from those workshops.
Here you go. 2-day workshops. Intensive workshop will teach you everything from customer service, sales, marketing, legal, accounting, hiring, firing, any unique selling proposition, your purpose, your why, getting your profit margins in line. The 2-day workshop, if you want to learn these things, is for you. It's here at the Thrive15.com headquarters. To learn more about the itinerary and what's included in the workshop, you go to thrivetimeshow.com/workshops. You go check that out, and we want to see you here in the beautiful Tulsa, Oklahoma.
That's all we got time for today here, Marshall. That was episode 80, the big 8-0. Over to my left, always calling his leads, Marshall Morris. Over here, Daniel McKenna. We will see you next time for episode 81. Kaboom!